Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're strapping in for a pretty specialized journey, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
We're going right into the upper echelons of niche fashion.
Definitely niche.
We are doing a really focused analysis, looking at the new collection from Chronomatic. They're a Berlin-based latex brand.
And this isn't just, you know, reporting news.
No, not at all. It's about really dissecting a pretty profound shift conceptually in how this material, latex, which is traditionally quite provocative, is being handled.
Just fascinating.
So get this. The collection's name is the Silent Collection.
Right.
Now, anyone who knows anything about latex fashion hears that and immediately thinks, wait, what? There's a cognitive dissonance there.
Absolutely. Latex is usually loud, visually, textually, sometimes even audibly loud. It's inherently not silent.
Exactly. But Karina, the designer and tailor behind the brand, she actually leans right into that paradox. She says, and I quote, "Silent does not mean unseen. These pieces are made to captivate with their subtle sophistication and powerful presence."
And that quote, that's really our starting point for this deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission for you listening is to sort of get past the marketing language and really analyze the engineering behind this contradiction. How does Chronomatic actually take this bold, high-gloss material and somehow fuse it with refined minimalism and timeless elegance?
Yeah, how do they pull that off?
We need to break down the specific design choices, the production methods. What actually delivers this this quiet strength they're aiming for?
Okay, let's unpack that straight away.
Yeah.
Starting with the core vision. Chronomatic isn't just making latex clothes. They seem to be trying to fundamentally redefine how it feels.
Right.
Karina describes the goal as treating the material like silky glass on the skin where modernity and timelessness meet.
Which is, I mean, wow, that's a hugely ambitious target for material that is, let's face it, basically synthetic rubber.
It really is.
It is ambitious. And honestly, achieving that kind of finish, that silky glass feel, it demands a level of production commitment that, well, it really sets Chronomatic apart. The sources really emphasize their dedication to intense handcrafting. Every single piece made in their Berlin atelier. And they're using premium natural latex.
Okay.
But focusing on handcrafting here is key because of the material itself. You have to think about the practicalities.
Right. Latex isn't forgiving.
Not at all. It's incredibly sensitive to heat, to stretching, contact with oils, different substances. Achieving that smooth, almost liquid look isn't just about cutting. It requires intense precision in solvent bonding the seams.
Ah, okay.
And the material is, like you said, unforgiving. Make a mistake. You can't just unpick a stitch. It's often ruined.
So the stakes are high for every single seam.
Extremely high.
Yeah.
So when Karina, the designer, talks about the values driving the collection, she mentions patience, precision, and devotion. She's not just talking aspiration. She's describing the absolute necessity of meticulous technical skill. It's the only way to stop flaws from being glaringly obvious.
That's a great point. So the meticulous detail isn't just like a fancy extra.
Right.
It's foundational if you want minimalism to work with this material. Because if the construction is even slightly off, especially on something shiny and bold.
Exactly. The flaw just screams at you. It completely undermines the whole design.
It becomes louder than the intended silence.
Precisely. If you want the cut and the material itself to be the focus, every single line, every bond has to be perfect. Any asymmetry, any slightly messy or visible seam edge, it just shatters that whole aesthetic of refined silence.
So the craft enables the minimalism.
The devotion to craft is the only thing that actually justifies trying a minimalist design approach with latex. It wouldn't work otherwise.
Okay, that connects perfectly to the next bit then. Decoding this silent aesthetic. What's the design language?
Well, the core elements are described as clean graphic lines, a very strict minimal design language, and bold silhouettes.
Which is interesting because if you look at a lot of high-end latex, you often see, you know, loads of panels, complicated lacing, maybe big exposed zips. It's often about maximal effect.
Right. Chronomatic seems to be actively stripping that away.
Doing the opposite.
They really are rejecting that conventional sort of maximalist ornamentation. The goal, as Karina puts it, was to design garments that empower through precision and simplicity.
Empower through simplicity. Interesting.
Yeah. They don't want the garment noticed because of fussy details added to it. They want it noticed because of what they've carefully removed or refined.
Letting the core form speak.
Exactly. By focusing on these large, uninterrupted areas of latex and those clean graphic lines, The material itself almost becomes like a second skin. It highlights the body's form, its movement. The geometry of the cut is the structure.
That sounds incredibly difficult to tailor.
It is, because, again, you need to achieve that bold silhouette, maybe a strong shoulder line or a really sharply defined waist, but without relying on the usual tailoring tricks like darts or padding or, you know, heavy interlinings.
The material has to do the work.
The material has to stand on its own structurally, and the cuts have to be absolutely perfect to, as they say, allow the materials and cuts to speak for themselves.
And what strikes me is how widely they've applied this, this restrained style. It's not just like one or two showpieces.
No, it's a full collection.
They've got sleek dresses, versatile skirts, some really sculptural tops, even artistic accessories. They've managed versatility.
And that push for breadth is significant, I think. It suggests they're moving away from latex being just a, you know, a highly specialized, wear it once kind of garment.
Kind of normalize it a bit.
Exactly. By keeping those clean lines consistent across different types of items, they're making a case for latex as a, well, a cohesive building block in a sophisticated wardrobe, something you can actually mix and match.
That's a big step for the material.
It's a serious attempt to integrate it into a more mainstream high fashion context.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics of that subtle sophistication, the color palette. Because if you look at latex generally, the really bright, high visibility colors are often the most common. You see a lot of bright red, metallic silver, high contrast, black and white.
Right, the attention grabbers.
But for this understated luxury, Chronomatic went for something different. A much more refined set of deeper, richer tones.
Yes, you've got the foundational classic black, naturally.
Can't go wrong with black latex.
True, but the real sophistication, I think, comes from their beloved Bordeaux, as they call it, and a new addition, this deep, resonant color named aubergine.
Bordeaux and aubergine. Let's talk about those.
Well, this choice is absolutely critical to that quiet strength idea they're pushing. Bordeaux, it's a deep wine red. It has historical links to, you know, wealth, power, maturity.
Right.
It's a color that signals importance without being loud or garish, unlike, say, a fire engine red.
More subtle power.
Exactly. And aubergine, basically a very dark, rich purple, is maybe even more interesting.
Why is that?
Historically, purple was the color of royalty, very expensive dyes. In this deep shade, the light catches the gloss of the latex, but it reveals the sort of hidden complexity in the tone. It's not flat.
Oh, I see.
These colors work because they tend to absorb more light. It gives the material a heavier, richer feel visually. It implies luxury rather than just demanding attention. They feel intrinsically sophisticated.
And the designer specifically pointed out that these tones mix and match seamlessly while adding depth to any wardrobe. That functionality aspect seems really important here.
Absolutely key. It proves this isn't just, you know, an art piece for a gallery. These are meant to be worn, integrated, layered.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You could pair a Bordeaux latex skirt with a simple black cashmere top. The depth of that Bordeaux color provides the visual impact. But if that same skirt was, I don't know, electric blue latex?
The material would totally dominate everything else.
Exactly. The conversation would just be, wow, latex skirt. By choosing these saturated but more subdued shades, they give the wearer more control over how loud the statement is.
So even with all this minimalism, they still need those, like, signature pieces that really embody the brand's identity, right?
Definitely. And the sources highlight a couple. The deep V bodysuit and what they call the sleek and sublime NU dress.
Let's focus on the NU dress for a second. It seems like a good example of this whole philosophy.
It's a perfect example, yeah. It really shows how design restraint can actually lead to maximum impact. It's a statement look for sure, but it stays versatile.
How so versatile?
Because its power comes entirely from the precision of the fit and that clean, continuous line of the material itself. There are no frills, no complex seams or features at the waist. It's just the latex cut perfectly, creating this striking silhouette.
So the simplicity is the statement.
Precisely. This dress really showcases their skill in achieving complex tailoring effects using minimal visual noise. It's crafted to contour the body perfectly, but still maintain the smooth integrity of the material's sheen. It proves their point that these pieces can offer statement looks that remain versatile across different occasions. Why? Because the precision is the decoration. The impact is in the perfect execution of that simplicity, not adding more stuff onto it.
So we've covered the artistry, the craft, the aesthetic look and feel. Which brings us to the final kind of crucial point, endurance, longevity. Karina talks about designing for the sustainable age, aiming for pieces that last beyond quick trends.
Right, the long-term vision.
But let me just push back on that a little bit, constructively, of course.
Go for it.
When we talk about latex, the material itself has known limits. Uh-huh. It can degrade over time, right? Mm. UV light is bad for it, high heat, certain oils.
True, it requires specific care.
So how can Chronomatic really claim to offer long-lasting investment pieces when the raw material itself seems, well, inherently a bit contradictory to that idea?
That's a really, really essential question, especially when you're talking high-end specialized materials with a premium price tag. Yeah. And Chronomatic seems to address this in two main ways based on the sources. First, by using premium natural latex. They're starting with the best quality base available, which does have inherently better tensile strength and potential lifespan than, say, cheaper synthetics.
Okay, quality helps.
Quality helps. But second, and this is maybe more important conceptually, the durability argument is tied back to the design philosophy itself.
How do you mean?
By designing garments that are deliberately timeless, the brand is arguing that the aesthetic value won't degrade quickly. Karina says, Silent is designed for the long term. Garments that feel modern today while retaining a lasting elegance that endures beyond trends.
So it's about style longevity, not just material longevity.
Exactly. It shifts the definition of sustainability slightly. It's not only about how many years the physical material lasts, but about maximizing its wearability lifespan. By avoiding those super specific flash-in-the-pan trends, the idea is that you're encouraged to invest in a piece that keeps its styling power for years.
Assuming you look after it properly.
Assuming, and this is crucial, you adhere to the specific care latex needs. Storing it correctly away from light, careful cleaning, using the right polish, and so on.
So if we connect this back to the bigger fashion picture, Chronomatic is making quite a statement here, commercially and philosophically.
It seems so.
This collection really builds on their history of trying to make latex more accessible, more fashion-focused. They seem to be pushing hard to elevate it.
Yeah.
From maybe a novelty item towards... well, towards being seen as a durable, high-quality material, almost like leather or silk.
A material that justifies its premium cost and deserves a place as a long-term investment in a serious wardrobe. Mm. It's definitely a calculated move. Trying to secure the material's relevance by appealing to a sophisticated customer, someone who values that kind of restraint and long-term style over just immediate transient flash.
So the takeaway for you listening is that this isn't just some fleeting niche trend.
No, it's more like an intellectual design exercise, applying rigorous principles to challenging material constraints. And the result is a product genuinely designed for enduring use, both physically and aesthetically.
What a fascinating deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, the engineering of elegance. Okay, let's quickly recap the key takeaways from the Silent Collection.
That's good.
Chronomatic really proves that a captivating presence doesn't have to come from loudness. It can come from extreme technical precision, from a minimal design language focusing on those clean graphic lines, and from a really refined color palette, thinking specifically about that sophisticated depth of Bordeaux and Aubergine.
They showed that the quality of the execution, not the sheer volume of the design elements, dictates the power of the garment.
Absolutely.
And that leads nicely into a final thought, maybe something provocative for you to consider. Chronomatic has, pretty successfully it seems, redefined the power of latex through radical simplicity. They've achieved refined minimalism in a category that's usually all about maximalist complex styling. So, thinking about that success, this silent but not unseen approach, what other fashion categories, maybe ones known for being highly visible or functional, like performance sportswear perhaps, or even luxury accessories, could potentially benefit from adopting this kind of intense focus, this focus on precision and restraint to maybe boost their own design longevity and subtle impact?
That's a really interesting question, a fascinating perspective on where design could go. Well, if this idea of subtle sophistication delivered through a bold material intrigues you, definitely check out the full Silent Collection on the Chronomatic website.
Worth a look.
Thanks for diving in with us today.